49ers last night, but most of the team, when you have a Sunday game and there's a Saturday playoff, do you watch that game?
I caught a little bit of it.
Does that help preparation, and what did you think of the 49ers?
I was, again, you know, even though I'm watching, I'm really focused on this game. I was visualizing what I needed to get done here, studying my stuff, and really focused on this, but it was on in the background, so.
Do the 49ers present a different challenge than this team?
I don't know. I'll have to really look at them on tape and really, really study them. But they're a good team, obviously. I mean, they're you know, in the divisional game, so it's it'll be a good game.
Plan as far as pressuring Wilson. I know he made a lot of plays improvising out there, but it seemed like every time you guys tried to pressure him, he would kind of get away. But when he contained, he kind of was standing back there. Was it kind of difficult to get a hold of him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's got some legs on him. He's small. He's shifty. And that's kind of his MO is to extend plays by scrambling around. So he did a good job of it, but, you know, we did our best to shut him down.
Y'all won several games this year, kind of like his in the last second. I mean, does that give you a different feeling going in, like, hey, we've done this before, we know we can do it again, or is each one of them different?
Each one is different, but obviously if you're in those close games, you kind of know what to do and how to deal with that adversity and that amount of pressure, because it gets amped up pretty darn quick when something like that happens, and you got to just keep your cool and keep your head on your shoulders and keep pressing forward to the last second.